I didn't know another name you used to call it. Burlap, yeah.
What about toe sack or gunny sack?
Yeah. Toe sack, well, yeah, that's all the same, wasn't it? The grass sack.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were, what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground? Did you have a special name for the amount you could take at one time?
I don't know what you'd call it.
There's so many pounds.
Well, did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? You're going to take a turn
no.
of corn? To... What if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms? You'd say you had a...
Armload of wood.
Huh?
Armload of wood.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
piece of load.
Okay. Did you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
No.
And say if nowadays, if your light wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
stop.
Okay, what
cork?
Would it
be? Cork? Huh? Cork or stop and what?
Would you call it a cork if it was made out of glass?
Well, I reckon you would. It'd be still be, it wouldn't be a cork, but it'd stop the bottle up, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, stopper.
Stopper, yeah.
And something that, you probably remember this, something musical instrument people have...
French horn?
Okay.
Harmonica.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about one that they do like this?
That's a juice harp.
Okay. Did you ever play that?
Yeah. Tried to, like, knocked all my teeth out.
And say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
Hauling wood.
Okay. And you have a wagon and two horses. What do you call the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
Tongue.
What about with the buggy?
Well, you'd have shares on it.
Okay.
Call them shares. Buggy shares.
And when you have a horse hooked to a wagon, hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the trace is fastened onto.
Single tree.
Okay. What if you have two?
Huh?
Double tree.
If it's two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, double tree, single tree would be on a double tree.
Did you ever see three horses hitched up?
Yes.
How would they do that?
Well, they had a double tree, but where the two horses was hooked up, it would be shorter. Where the one horse was hooked up, and when this one horse was up on this side, well, this here double tree would be longer on this side end, and it'd be shorter on this end where they'd have two pulling, where that one would be pulling over there, you see.
They'd have them all three?
All three in the breast, yeah, but that's the way they'd fix it.
Would they have a special name for, say, the horse on the right side or the horse on the left side? Or?
Yes, it'd be right horse and the left.
Uh-huh.
Be the left and the right.
Did you ever hear nigh horse or wheel horse or anything like
yes.
that?
Yes, yes, wheel horse. That's whenever they'd have them maybe four to a wagon and there'd be a two in the lead, you see, and the one on the back, they'd call that the wheel horse.
And the other ones were?
Be the lead horse.
Mm-hmm. What about when you're plowing? Any special name for one horse or the other?
Yes, they had names, sure.
But, I mean, nothing like wheel horse or
no,
horse.
No.
When you're plowing, the trenches that the plow cuts, those are the, cuts out sort of a ditch.
Your fur.
Okay. And say there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a chain to it and we what it out of the road.
Pulled it out of the road.